What's up? What's up? How you guys doing out there today? Oh, we got a good one for you today. Let me get my phone right over here so you guys can see me the full view. Welcome to another edition of Funk from the Front Seat on 9 on the Grind TV. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. Today is Club Funketeers Ambassadors Day. So we're going to have a few Club Funketeer Ambassadors jumping on with us. We're also going to have from the Boot Cave, Peppermint Patty's going to beam in about 12:30 and hang out and tell you some of the good stuff that she's working with. And I got a real special surprise for you. My very good friend, Funk Ambassador Administrator. Funk Ambassador Administrator. Miss Brenda Woods is on with us today for the first time. So, you know, she's going to be coming back with us from time to time, dropping some of that P knowledge on everybody. And I want you guys to sit back, hang out. We're going to bring this in, right? Peace, love, and harmony is our mantra right here on Funk from the Front Seat. I'd like to give a main shout out to my main man, my brother from another mothership, Mr. Mark Lee behind the glass, keeping things real, keeping it real, keeping it moving. My producer, my director, my best friend, and my funk brother, Mr. Mark Lee. And we'll tell you a little bit more about Mark in a little bit. But right now, let's get it started. Let's get everybody in here. Club Funketeers, where you at? Come on, everybody. Good morning. Special shout out to Vanessa Bartholomew, Minneapolis, keeping me sane. Here we go. Come on. Bring this stuff in right. Nothing but a party today with the Club Funketeer Ambassadors on Funk from the Front Seat, y'all. Get it up. Get it up. Come on. Woo. Get hype. Get up! Funk from the Front Seat has pulled into your front yard, baby! How much you gonna give? Woo! New York, where you at? DC! Stay safe. Jay Z up there. Ohio. Texas. Georgia. North Carolina. South Carolina. Virginia, y'all. Woo! Damn in Virginia. I love y'all. What's up, DJ? West Coast. California. Oregon. Washington State. Arizona, Utah, Nevada, New Mexico. Let's go around the world. England, Dubois. Woo! Yeah, Germany, Australia, my lovely mates over there, Carmen, Wendy, I love y'all. Welcome, 9 on the Grind TV. Proud to present Funk from the Front Seat, y'all. Welcome to the show. Ah, that funk is just hitting so hard. How much you got? How much you gonna give? Ask not what the funk can do for you, but what you can do for your funk. Right now, I'm gonna bring my special guest today, one of them, Miss Brenda Woods, and whatever funketeers are hanging out backstage. My man Mark is gonna bring them up, and we're gonna get things chopped up and get started right away. What's up, sweetie?
Hey, how are you doing? Greetings from Cincinnati.
I'm doing good. The Natty's in the house. I see you.
Yes, I see you.
Can you move your camera over a little bit so I can see your whole face? You're so beautiful. Okay. I want to see every part of you.
I'm trying to.
What's up? How you doing? All my funketeer ambassadors beaming in. I'm loving it. How you guys doing? What's up? I'm loving it. You guys all right?
Doing good.
All right.
I got the Global Dance Ambassadors on. Brenda Woods is on. You know what I'm saying? All my good people are hanging out. I'm going to start with Brenda at the top. First of all, peace, love, and harmony, and blessings to all of you guys. I love you guys. You guys are amazing. helping, you know, us do what we do with this funk thing, man. You guys are really important, special to me. You know, I wore my laminate. I had this in my picture. I don't even really bring this out, but I brought this out for you guys today because y'all are my funk fam, man. How you doing, Brenda?
Oh, I'm doing just good. Good, good, good.
What's happening?
Thanks for the invite. This is a really cool show.
Awesome. Hey, that's what we do. Hi, Shawnee. I know we got, because it's hard for me to see on my phone, so when you guys see me squinting, that's because I'm literally squinting to see the names at the bottom. So the next young lady at the top in the bright yellow, what's your name, love?
I'm Danita Moses, Virginia.
Danita, oh, you one of the line dancers that Cheryl was telling me about. Okay. And on the bottom, Shawana, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Hi, how are you, Shawana? So Cheryl, this is your crew, huh?
My phone.
Well, this is the part of the line dance crew, not my personal crew, but globally. We're trying to get them globally, all over the world. Yes, find all of those tiny hard pushers that got love and unity for dance. So we looking for them, get them on board, and just make them be a part of the legend of funk. You know, we got James Brown up in there. He all up
in
there.
Right. And I know you guys are making Patty and Bootsy very proud. You know, we all kind of stay in touch on that thread. So, you know, welcome to the thread. Welcome to my show, Funk from the Front Seat. Welcome to this whole funk thing that we do. We got a lot of stuff to chop up. For sure. We're going to get into a lot of stuff today. We're actually going to run the show a little bit longer so we can get some things in. But I know, really fast, I'm going to give everybody a couple of seconds. You know, to if you have you lost anybody or if you have a birthday or anniversary out there or if some people are struggling mentally and physically, you know, we always want to just say, you know, we love you. We appreciate you and give people like that a little courage and inspiration just to let them know that we care about them on Funk from the Front Seat. You know, this is brought to you by Nine on the Grind TV, my own network. And I've been blessed to get that out. So, yeah, we're going to, you know, think about them and keep them in our prayers. But today is really a celebration. We're not going to get into too much negative stuff, but today's more about you guys and, you know, what we do. And I definitely want to give everybody a couple of seconds to address the elephant in the room. Obviously, we know what that is. Brenda, a few words about, you know, what happened, because we have to say that right off the top and get people understanding that we care. What's up, John? How you doing, brother? Brenda?
Oh, I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were coming to me or not. I think my thing that I'm getting from all of this is we have to pay attention and we have to pull together. We're not going to make it as little separate islands
right
while under attack. Come together, get together, and go for the positive.
That's right. That's very important. Shawana, you got a few words of encouragement for this past week's events?
All I have to say is just stay in prayer. Let's release the next pandemic, and that should be a love pandemic. We should help each other, love on each other, and come together even more. You see someone suffering, go and help them. And just stay in prayer. That's all.
I like that. Stay in prayer, because that's what it is. The young lady at the top, I'm going to have to call you the young lady at the top because I'm really bad with names. So that would be my nickname to you, my beautiful young lady at the top in the yellow. I keep it real.
Yes, I agree with everyone. It's about unity, staying together, check on one another, especially in these turbulent times.
Yeah. I like your moniker, Seniors on Step. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that. What is that about?
So Seniors on Step, it's a group, it's a line dance group of members 55 plus years of age. And we showcase, we perform at various events. And it's all about health and wellness at our age as we get older.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Cheryl, give me a little bit about what you think, man. I know you served in the military. Thank you for serving. You know, we appreciate your service and everything that you laid on the line for this country. And I respectfully appreciate your opinion about this, because you might have a different set of eyes on this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely got a different set of eyes because I am still serving with the military. And even though I'm not in uniform no more, the leadership, the integrity is still there. And just witnessing one that has to be the president for us is just one of those hard pills to swallow. And being in public affairs, you know, we're not allowed to speak out as much. We have to keep our internal feelings. But what I pretty much try to tell people, and I will post all day, stay vigilant, stay woke, and look out for your neighbors. You know what I'm saying? Because you just never know what people are going through. So we really have mental health definitely on the rise. It even happens within your own household. So you got to be vigilant of what people are going through, especially when they leave out the house and come back to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just stand vigilant and be kind to people in 2021.
That's right. Mr. John Davis Black. Oh, thank you, Cheryl. John, we were just giving everybody a minute or two to address the elephant in the room. Welcome to Funk from the Front Seat. I'm your host, number 9. So thank you for joining us, Club Funkity ambassador that you are. I was just giving everybody a minute or two just to kind of get that off the subject and, you know, we can get that out the way. So your thoughts on this past week, Mr. Black?
Well, I find that it's kind of crazy. To be honest, I never thought that such a thing could occur in this day and age, because it's kind of like, it's kind of like, if you remember, like in the early 2010s, when like in the Arab countries, they had that whole Arab Spring movement with people uprising against the governments and stuff like that. That's what it just seemed, reminds me, because I remember that when I was like in high school stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's surreal. And again, I don't want to spend too much energy on it, but I had to just address that because it's very pertinent. And that's what we do on this show. So Club Funkity ambassadors reaching around the world. Brenda, what was your impression of how much love there is between the Club Funkity ambassadors? Tell me your impression.
Oh, it's instant. I didn't know anyone. And just on a short phone call, I feel nothing but love and respect for each other. And we find out that we have so much in common. And it's just really a wonderful, positive vibe between us. And it's wonderful. I love it.
I think, when Patty called me last July, I think it was, you know, I was so excited and I knew I was going to meet all of you guys. Danita, yes, thank you. I know you did that just for this old man. That's why I love you. I do. See, that's how we work. We here. We. Yes, I agree with you, Brenda, because the love and vibe that I got, especially, you know, when I joined the Funketeer Ambassadors, you know, they were already established, you know, doing what they've been doing for years and years and years. And I was just honored to be a part of it, you know. Cheryl, when you first got involved with the Club Funkity Ambassadors, what was your impression? How did you vibe with it? Give me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it was instantly for me because, you know, my brother Tony does James Brown all his life. And so we've been musical our whole life. So the whole 26 years I've been in the military, I have been connecting with Tim the whole time, even as a dancer and my CNC dancers. We would go and dance for him when he come to Augusta. So I've always been involved. And having that feeling of just wanting to come back home to Chicago, I kind of already knew the engine was going to steam up. So I'm just trying to keep the lid on the engine because you know my brother. So with me, I got like 4 million things going on. I just have to pace myself. So me coming
you
over
with
perfect for me.
I know. Yeah. We
Yeah.
Yep. I'm hoping your brother jumps on along with your mom, because last time your mom stole the show. I love your mom. Is she there?
I'm trying to text him and ask him, where the heck are you? Ain't no telling.
Yes, and please have your mother, please.
Okay, I'll call her.
I wanted to thank your brother for inviting me.
Shawana, when you first got into the Club Funkatee Ambassadors thing, tell me your impressions of it, love.
Just like what Brenda said, it was instant love, support. They support whatever you do, along with what we do for the Funketeers. So
yeah,
I appreciate being a part of the group. So I thank Cheryl for bringing me on.
Yeah, that's what's up. I noticed when we all get together, even on the thread, I can feel you guys smiling, you know, all the time, because no matter what we all go through personally, this kind of brings us together. It's like our little ministry, you know. I'm so grateful to have an opportunity to chill with you guys. Danita, when you first jumped in that bright yellow funky shirt, line dancing for the funk. I love it. It brights me up in sunshine. Tell me your impressions of that, sweetie.
I said, wow. My first was like, wow. So we're bringing back the bootsy funk genre. And as far as Cheryl, I've known Cheryl for quite a while. And so when she reached out, I was like, what? So yeah, I'm when I got in, it was all about the connection, being able to connect to other folks. And it goes back to the unity once again. And if we can just bring it in, help one another, be there for support, that's what I wanted to talk about. And then get exposure to other things that I'm just not, wasn't used to.
Right. That's what's up. Yo, Mr. John David Black, thank you for joining us on Funk from the Front Seat on Club Funkatee Ambassadors Day. I kind of let everybody just do this show every 7 weeks or so. You know, I love having it, man. And how did you get involved with the funk, John? And tell us your impressions about the specific Club Funkatee Ambassador thing.
I got into it because I was invited by, I believe, your brother Tony. Tony Wilson.
My brother.
And I played guitar for him, and I was in his band a bit, and he invited me into it, and I've been trying to get more involved with the music aspect of things, and that's what I do, because I'm a guitarist, as I said before.
Okay. That's what's up.
I'm from Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah. From where? Okay, so you right next to me, because I'm in North Carolina. I'm in Durham. So you right next to me. Man, we got to get together and do some work, man, for sure. I don't make it much to South Carolina, because I don't know anybody there, but that's cool. Yo, we have the...
Hello, Cheryl.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
See? Small world.
Small world. I'm heading to Columbia, right. But I'm in South Carolina.
Tony got me in.
We have the Club Funkatee Ambassador's president. I call him El Presidente. Mr. Larry Funkster Jones is beaming in. How this man... And I never sleep. I'll be honest with you. I never sleep. 2-3 hours. He sleeps less than me. What's up, Funkster?
Hey, what's going on? My man Zach and all you great Club Funketeers. What's happening? What's going down? What is up?
The president.
I'm trying to fix my new dude review up in here.
There you go. See, we can't ever start the show without the president of the club. Jones, how you
thank
feeling,
you, brother? Hey, Robin's looking for you. Hey, fantastic, man, fantastic. Hey, Zach, Robin's looking for the link.
Yes.
Robin Denson Austin's looking for the link. I told her it's in the Club Funketeers page.
Yes, it's there like 3 times.
that's what I told her. Go to the page and scroll up. She's scrolling up.
Yeah, see? When I do the show, since it's on my phone, I can't send it on my phone now.
Hey, Joe.
Okay.
Can somebody send her the link if someone has it
on their CDL Line Dance Ambassador? Oh.
Can somebody send her the link if they
CDL
have it?
CDL Line Dance Ambassador.
Look at Jones. So Brenda, for you guys that don't know, Brenda is one of the newer administrators. So Brenda, tell us a little bit about what it is that you're going to be doing and getting involved with, working closely with Patty and Bootsy. Brenda?
Is she on?
Yeah, she's on. Maybe her connection froze.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay, yes. Okay. Tell us a little bit about your connection with Patty and Bootsy as far as being in that administrative secretarial type thing and working closely with them. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing.
Okay, right now, first of all, I'm a diehard roller skater, along with being a funkeer. And I'm reaching out in the next little time frame here to find skaters that love the funk. We want to do a promo. So dust those wheels off, get your skills up, and shoot me a video. We'll be sending out information about that process. So keep checking into the website. And we want skaters from across the world to come together on the one. So look out for our information. But other than that,
fantastic.
I just provided kind of oversight as a board member for the Bootsy Collins Foundation. Another set of eyes on everything, giving best practices and those types of things. So just really a helper. That's how I kind of be myself for the fun.
Okay. I know the music care. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was going to ask you more about the Patty and Bootsy's Music Cares Foundation, and Patty will be on in a little bit to talk more about that. But, and you guys can just, you know, I'll ask you, like,
good.
The fact that we're in this tumultuous time from 2020 to where we are now, that foundation, I think, really helped a lot of people, a lot of musicians, you know, and I think that is really cool that, you know, they're always working hard. And I'm going to ask Patty more about that. And also, who can tell me more? Maybe Jones, you could tell me a little bit about, I know Bootsy was just nominated for the AARP thing, right? Martin Luther King.
Yes.
The Living Dream Award, right?
Yes, sir. Did yes, sir. Patty wants to talk about that when she come on.
I'll ask her about it, but I wanted to hear the Club Funketeers members about it. I'll ask Patty about that, but I wanted to hear you guys' opinion about that. Cool. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great honor, Zach. That is a great honor. No, that's what I think.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. Yeah, I think it's beautiful the fact that, you know, when a funketeer gets an award, it kind of makes us feel like we all got something, you know, because we're all in this thing together. I always tell Patty that. I was like, whatever you guys do, like, you know, I'm grateful. Go ahead, Jones.
Yeah, Zach, we make them what they are. We make them what they are by the contributions we do and the money we spend over the years buying their music, putting them in the status that they're in. That's keeping the 100 right there.
The way they give back
is amazing. So there's at the end, just so you guys know that's watching, welcome to Funk from the Front Seat on 9 on the Grind TV. Everybody can hang out with us. Please shoot some comments down so we can interact with you. At the end of the show, for everybody that's out there watching, we're going to be showing one of Cheryl's line dancing videos that she actually did along with Danita and Shawana. So we're definitely going to get that in. So I want you guys watching to know that. And welcome to the show. And I definitely want to take a second to thank Afterglow 92416. I advertise for them all the time. Otis Hall and Benevolent Funk. I want to thank New Funk Radio, which has all these great shows. Larry Funkster Jones and Gabe Gonzalez Show, Funk Show, and JTRP. As Robin Denson Austin Circle of P. I want to thank Tony Cam for always helping out, pitching in, and everybody else that contributes to help make this show work. So I'm going to go to my quiet one in the corner, Shawana. Shawana, tell me. Yeah, she's the quiet one. Don't think I can get you. Hi, Tony's mom is on. All right, the show's over. Tony Bomb's on. How you doing?
Mine can see you.
Yes, hi. See, we can stop now. I got what I want. I got Tony's mom and Cheryl's mom on. The rest of y'all can go. No, Shawana.
That's it.
Now that we're hanging out, and you know it's a beautiful day, and we're doing this funk thing. Tell me, do you when as we pivot, because we can't go to any live shows, and I'm gonna ask Brenda this in a second. As we pivot. Do you see more virtual funk shows happening online?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's and we can support people with the virtual shows. So, yeah, I do.
Okay. How about you, John?
Oh, yes, sir. I see that it's going. I actually do a stage show every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:20 on
Okay.
And that's, I seen Boosie Collin. He did a stage show also a couple of
weeks ago.
It was a reboot of his show before, but I watched it and it's pretty good.
Yes. So John, check it out. When we get done today, send me all your links to your shows so I can start posting them and helping promo all of that stuff, because we got to help each other. Danita, I'm going to ask you the same question. Where do you see the state of this virtual online performance thing going?
Increasing. Yeah, it's going to increase because the pandemic is real. And the numbers are still going up. So safety first, right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's right.
The virtual platform is going to be here for a little while.
Yeah. How about you, Cheryl?
I think with the pandemic, I just... Huh? Can you hear me?
No, go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Yep. What was the question again?
We got you.
What was the question again about the pandemic?
As far as some of the new ways that Funketeers are putting out their music and doing shows, I was like, do you see that continuing after we get through the pandemic and we get the vaccine?
Absolutely. I think the virtual world is the way to stay because most people in this day don't want to be out around the public. And even if we come back to normalcy, it's never going to be when we're going to be so close sitting together like them seats are. So until they redesign the theater, some will go, but you got to stay virtual because that's where the mass is at. Technology is here to stay, baby. It ain't going nowhere. So if we don't become inventive or boom, come up with other creative ways to bring this funk and music and dance to this video screen. Man, please, your whole wall should be a video screen. Start save your money. Because that's what we're going to be.
That's right.
You got to make your house your kingdom, baby. Dance in your kingdom.
Brenda, I'm going to ask you the same thing, Brenda. I'm going to ask Brenda the same question. Where do you see this thing going, Brenda? Because it affects us all. Is Brenda there?
She may have Brenda? A mic off.
I can't hear.
Oh, Mark, did you mute Brenda out? Could you unmute Brenda?
Can't hear.
Oh, you still there? I hear you. You all right? Mark, could you unmute Brenda?
In there for a little moment. Okay, I'm getting a little sound now. I can barely hear.
You can barely hear? Look, Funkster, I'm going to come back to Brenda for a second, but where do you see this thing going? Because you already do, you know, a couple of shows as far as the virtual stuff that we're doing.
Zach, it's definitely going to keep moving straight ahead because, you know, when me work with Bootsy and George Clinton, all those people, they have so much footage. They're going to be doing on streamlining, so it's definitely going to move forward and straight ahead. And I'm talking about footage that's never been shown before from some of these shows. It was edited because of legal issues with George and money and Bootsy and money, but they got a lot to show. It's definitely going to keep on moving forward because we don't know when the pandemic is going to end. And I'm telling you, like like Cheryl said. And when it does, if it does, does ever end, how safe is it going to be?
Yeah.
I still don't want to be next to nobody. Like, get away from me. So yeah, it's going to keep on moving forward. It's going to get even bigger. It's going to get even bigger.
Well, that's good to hear.
Just bring on the line dance back and see it.
So
bring on the line dance back and see it.
So here's the thing.
What's up?
We know that the Funketeers ball. Brenda, are you there? Did you get you come back on? Is Brenda there, Mark?
I can hear you a little bit.
Okay. I think because the bandwidth and we got more people on than normal.
What? It's cutting in and out.
Fading in and out? Okay, I'm sorry. But I was asking, where do you see virtual music going forward as far as the internet and the funk thing?
It's the wave of the future and within our footprint.
Okay.
Globally.
Okay. You know, I agree with all you guys, but what I'm going to miss the most as somebody that likes to perform is touching everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really, you know, that's where my heart is. It's kind of broken. I know a lot of artists feel that way. Even as fans, you know, when we're all together and we're watching a concert together, you know, I'm going to really miss that touching thing happening. So that's something to keep an eye on. As far as where we are and what we're trying to do to help perpetuate and keep funk alive, right? Because that's why we're here. Again, we're hanging out with the Club Funketeers. So, Brenda, tell us a little bit more about some of your concert-going experiences, because you and I have talked. I think I might be fading it out. I'm not really sure. But I want to know about Dr. G and if we're doing the Club Funketeers ball. Has anybody heard about that? The ball in D.C.?
It's supposed to still go on, but I don't. It's supposed to still go on, but I ain't, according to Keith Jackson, but I ain't seeing it happening. But they say they still got a plan.
What is the date?
What is it? Like April the 15th.
Oh, it's April. Okay.
They're talking in April, but I just don't see it happening then. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't like to be a negative.
The ticket
person,
sales have slowed down.
Yeah, I don't know how we're gonna be able to do it with everybody coming from different states. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if we're gonna be able to push it back. Like, yeah.
Yep. So check it out.
Right.
Right now we got Pepper and Patty.
He's trying to push it back.
Hi, Patty.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Sister.
So good to see you, Patty. Happy New Year.
Welcome, Patty.
Tell Miss Brenda. Hey, Zach. Tell Miss Brenda Wood she met me at Patty's surprise party.
How you doing, Patty? How are you and Bootsy doing?
Oh, we're doing really well. Thank you. Very well.
Fan-rific.
Good.
Fan-rific.
Thank you. We're good. Thank you for popping on, Patty. Welcome to Funk from the Front Seat. For those of you watching, Miss Peppermint Patty, administrator and all that good stuff for Bootzilla Productions and the wife of Bootsy Collins. We're blessed to have you. And we were just sitting here, Patty, talking about the club and just to catch up a little bit. And we wanted to know your opinion. First of all, we all got a chance to address the elephant in the room. So please do. This week was a rough week. So please, tell us some words of encouragement.
Well, I actually just sent everyone an email. And it's about, part of it is about just that. So I'm going to read a little bit of it, and this is coming from the heart, from here at Bootzilla Land. So now is the time for us to come together and really lean on one another. You know, the power of the one that you can lean on, that's reminding you
Well, that's what we have to do right now. We have to lean on one another. You were chosen as Club Funketeer Ambassadors for multiple reasons. One of them being your strength, the second one, your courage. During times of adversity, this is a very adverse time. It just is. We all know that. So let's stand together and lead our Club Funketeers in victory by upholding, what's that banner you got, Funkster? Funkster, what's that banner you got?
What's the banner I got?
Yeah, you've got the...
Wait.
You've got the power of...
I have so many banners.
You've got the banner. That being said, I would like to propose this to each ambassador. I want you to make a short video, and I want you to share words of encouragement with our world. And you'll post it on your social media. I want us all to do it the same day. So for example, I said next Tuesday, 10 a.m., whatever 10 a.m. is in your time zone, you would do it at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And what we can do with that is you're going to post it. We can post it on all our socials. We can highlight it on the clubfunketeer.com page. So things like that is what helps to heal people, heal you, heal me, heal Booty, heal our planet by putting up that positive vibe. So I'm going to ask, though, to help facilitate that, I'm going to ask Brenda Woods and Miss Cheryl Woodhouse to help find out which Club Funketeer ambassador wants to do that. I'll be first in line, and how you can put it out to the world. But I'd like to see a checklist. Like, I want to see, does Keith Jackson want to do it? Do we want Miss Teresa? She's going to do it. Zach, are you going to do it? So we have a little checklist. We can share that checklist with our Club Funketeer ambassadors and know who's going to be involved in this little positive movement campaign. So that's where we're at here at Bootsville Land. Thoughts?
Yo, that's beautiful. And again, I'm, you know, just let me know and time, place, and date, and you know, we all going to be there. We'll stay in touch. And Patty, I know. First, again, thank you for hanging out. But I know I was following, you know, the past couple of weeks, and I know Bootsy was just. I saw Mr. Harry to Cincinnati Living the Dream Award. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King, you don't really even have to explain who he is. Can you hear me? Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello, Patty?
Hi. I'm here.
Are you still there? Yeah, we hear you.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I was the one that
I hear.
Live the Dream Award.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you.
Yes. So AARP that we've been working with contacted Bootsy.
Yes, we hear you.
And they said they
put my Tony called me.
Yes, we hear you. Okay. We hear you.
They've chosen Bootsy to be the Living the Dream Award for the state of Ohio for the year of 2021. And it's a beautiful thing. I believe it came from some of the givebacks that Lucy has been a part of with the givelynow.com, where we're raising money for musicians through the Grammys, from our Buddha Claus campaign. I know they've heard about the Club Funketeer Ambassador Program. So all those things add up. And because our dear Dr. Martin Luther King was about love, peace, hope, charity, we thank God that they have picked my husband, Bootsy Collins, to receive this award this year. So it's going to be on the 15th. And I'll make sure everybody gets the link so that you can click on if you'd like. And and check it out. It's going to be great. And we're going to do a Q&A, I believe, at the end of the presentation. So would love to have you all on the line with us. That's what it is.
Yo, that'll work.
Thank you.
That's so cool.
Sounds fantastic.
And working with you. Thank you. And working part of this and working with you and doing all this as Club Funkity ambassadors. I know I can speak for everybody where you have all our support. Teresa is just beaming in. So I wanted to say hi, Teresa. Welcome hi, to Teresa. Funk from the Front Seat. I know you just got in a minute. And, you know, later on at the show.
Hey, Teresa.
Hey.
Yes. And words of wisdom. Everybody got to me? Say hi. We was asking Patty some words of wisdom for all the Funketeers that want to be Club Funketeer members. You know, how can they get in touch with us through us and through other websites?
Well, we have. Yeah. Okay. Is it for me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yes, Patty. Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes, for Patty.
Can we hear you?
Okay. But Ms. Teresa, if you've got some information you want to share, of course. So we have the Club Funketeer page. It's clubfunketeer.com. And you can actually join as a Club Funketeer member. And we as the ambassadors will watch over you, keep you posted on what's going on. We've got a super, super great line dance team led by Ms. Cheryl Woodhouse and Ms. Teresa Lamb. So we're just opening opening the doors. Ms. Brenda Woods is bringing in the skating world to help with keeping the funk alive through music and skating and all of that. So we feel that line dancing, whatever genre that is, and the skating world is our next way of opening up things. And Ms. Teresa or Ms. Cheryl, do you want to speak at all about the line dancing? And then Ms. Brenda, if you want to say anything about the skating world, I'm down with all that. And I'm sure Zach is too.
Sure. Yeah, me and Teresa definitely were coming together. We got together with quite a few of the line dancers and we're creating a promo video. We pretty much got all of the YouTube links. I can't wait to see what we can come up with finally, because the two ladies on the call, Danita Moses and Shawana Moore. Shawana's from Gary, Indiana, my close hometown where mama goes to the casino. And then we have Danita Moses from the Virginia area, selected by myself and Teresa. We just came up with the same people that have the same kind of heart that we have. And so I knew that these ladies have that heart of performance. And that's pretty much, I believe, what you guys are about. When you even on screen, you got to give a good showmanship. And I didn't even have to tell these ladies. They automatically came with the guitar, the glasses, the pants. I'm just so in awe of that because that's what I grew up doing. So sometimes it's not just about the dance. And it's not about the steps. It's about the performance, whole showmanship. Sweet. And I love that they did that without even being told. And I told nobody what to do. I just said, take the song and do you, boo. And that is the product that came up. So all of them, all of the line dancers bring great videos. But these two ladies just took it a step further because they are true Boosie lovers. So I just thank y'all for that. I love y'all. And I'm just looking forward to you guys seeing their products or just seeing the final stuff of things coming out. It's just nice.
Yo,
thank y'all.
That's what's up.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah. We're going to run that at the end, Patty. I had Mark set that up. So we're going to run that at the very end of the show. The videos that Cheryl sent me last night. So I'm going to make sure I get that up. And Miss Brenda and I, Patty, so you know, we've been talking, staying on the phone till 3 hours in the morning, talking about all the good stuff that she's doing. Brenda's really cool. I love Brenda. She's mad cool.
She's a great organizer. Great organizer. So, Miss Brenda, did you want to
Funkster
say anything
Jones
about the world?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hi, Brenda. Can you hear me?
Oh, I have sound now. Now I can.
Ah, great, great. Yes. Patty was asking you a question.
I was just wondering if
you went right back out.
Wondering if you wanted to say anything about the skater's world and what you're doing to bring that together.
I don't know if you can hear me. I have no sound.
We hear you. We hear you.
We hear you.
You good? Unmute. Did you unmute yourself? Technology.
I know we were having... Okay, Brenda, before you came on, Patty, was telling us about her skating world and everything and what she's doing with the funk.
I'm not able to hear anyone.
You can't hear anyone? I think she might be on mute, but I'm not really sure. But can Teresa, I know you wanted to say something, so I wanted to get you in and just welcome you to Funk from the Front Seat. Thank you. And tell us a little bit about your Club Funkity Ambassador experience, Teresa. You're on mute. You have to unmute.
Okay. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes.
Okay. It's so good to see everybody here. The main thing I like is the camaraderie. It's like a family. It's the feeling of, as they say, the power of the one. It's been a great boon to help us through these tumultuous times. A lot of us feel so isolated, and most of us line dancers, we love to dance and communicate and talk with people and music and be creative. And this is giving us a venue to do it with a legend, and that's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. And I want to give a shout-out to a couple other people. Tracy Stileno Hills, she's not here, but she did some real, as Cheryl said, sassy videos. So big shout-out to Tracy Stileno and Roland Ford. He's known as the king of line dance in Pittsburgh. He actually created a step line dance to Bootsy's song. So I just love it, and it inspires me. It's just like God brought this and helped to elevate me in some way. It's hard to explain, but it just gave me a focus to be in unity with others through music. Dance, and that's why I think I'm just constantly drawn into it, and I appreciate it.
That's right. You know, and I felt the same way. It's such an honor. Brenda, can you hear us now? I don't know if she can hear us or not. But I'm hoping you can. But Brenda, if you can, we were talking about skating. I'm going to bring it back to Patty. And I know, you know, you can't be on too long. But is there anything else that you want to add, Patty, that we should be focused on and we can let the funk community know about that Bootsy and yourself are doing?
Well, in my email that I sent to everyone, and I sent it like right at noon, around noon when your show started. Mm-hmm. Haven't probably seen it yet. But another thing that I mentioned was, we're going to be releasing Jam Cruise 2014. So it's a pre-recorded show. It's one of our shows that we did on a boat in 2014. And our platform will be Stage It once again. Yeah. And we're doing this again because we keep getting messages from our fans and just musicians in general, you know, please put something out so we can see it and feel it. So we said, okay, let's reach back in the archives one more time. We are not going to be able to add anything to the pre-recording, but I was saying in my email, which I'm going to look at and read so I don't mess it up. Let me go back here. Okay. We will release Jam Cruise 2014 on the stageit.com platform. This is a pre-recorded show. We will not be able to add any new footage to the show, but I would like to involve our ambassadors who have a platform in advance of the show to talk about what you do by doing a few Instagram Lives or Zooms or StreamYard beginning next week. You invite your folks. I can moderate it with you. We can do a ticket giveaway for the show. maybe Miss Teresa and Cheryl, someone can win a free line dance lesson. Funkster, Zach, Keith, Jackson, maybe someone could win to be a guest on your show. So that's a thought process, and that's to somehow, some way, uplift you all before we do our show. You'll help to advertise the show, but we're also advertising what you do. I would like to ask Miss Cheryl, Miss Teresa, Miss Brenda Woods, and our latest Funketeer ambassador, who you have not yet met, Miss Audrey, who is Brenda's sister, to help orchestrate and brainstorm on how to put something like that together. So that's our next big one, is Jam Cruise 2014, and trying to do something in advance of that, starting next week with our ambassadors, whomever would like to get involved with what you do.
I'm there.
Advertise the show. Yay!
Yeah.
And then I also,
there you go. Thank you. But I have...
I'd also like to put together a Club Funketeer ambassador shirt, a t-shirt that we could all have and like even wear when we do these sorts of things. So yes. Anybody that has an idea about that, what you want it to look like, other than saying Club Funketeer ambassador, that's easy, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly. So, I think, thank you. But I had one quick question for everybody that's on the show. And again, I want to thank Pepper and Patty and Bootsy and for all inviting us into this beautiful, I call it the love family, because that's what it really is. But Patty, I wanted to ask you, as far as pivoting goes with the virtual reality and concerts that you're doing, do you think once we get back to what we may consider normal, do you think we'll still be doing more virtual shows that you and Bootsy?
I believe for Bootzilla we will be. I'm hoping that lane opens back up for artists who so love being on the stage and in front of a crowd of folks. But I know that here where we are, we like that online feel, and it gives us another avenue. Bootsy was on the road for 40 years, and we've made the decision not to really do that right now because of all of the overhead and all of the just to tell you the truth, the stress of it. But doing things virtually for us is like a really good formula. So we're still learning it, but we like it. So I think we're going to
I love it too.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, all the great stuff that you guys have done, and you know, there's still plenty of live bands, like, you know, my band and other bands. We're going to continue that mantra, you know what I'm saying, and take everything that the great teachers of funk have taught us, you know, and we're just going to keep running with it and keep the funk alive, you know. And I'm blessed to be in this position even today to sit here with my funk fam. You guys are my family. Each and every one of you, and I love you dearly. Thank you for always hanging out, and I appreciate that. And when we get to this point again, I agree with you, Patty. We're still going to be doing this virtual thing. It's a quick way to connect and keep people informed around the world. And hello to all the Funketeer ambassadors that's on the other side of the world. And I know it's nighttime there. We didn't forget about you. We love you. We love you all. Did we get Brenda back yet?
No doubt.
Did we get Brenda back yet? Brenda, are you there?
You just popped back on. Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm not sure if it's bandwidth issues. Does anybody have any questions for Patty or any comments while she's on with us? Jump in.
Cheryl.
Tony.
Hey,
Pat,
I love you.
Tony.
I love you. Hey, Tony Wilson.
What's up, Tone?
How are you?
How are you?
Young James Brown. Young James Brown.
I told Cheryl her mom stole the show. I wanted to see her mom.
Brother.
No, he's over here. Did you guys hey, say
hi? Anyone have anything for Patty?
Jimi Hendrix guitar plays.
Hello, Wilson.
Can y'all hear Tony, Zach?
Yes.
He asked if you say hi to John. Yeah, they did. That's in the band.
No, he's breaking up.
He said you're breaking up.
Okay, what about now?
Can you hear him now?
Hi, Patty. Yeah. Hi, Zach.
Hi.
Everybody good?
Thumbs up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, Funk, sir. What's up, brother?
He's breaking up, Cheryl.
What's going on there, young Jay Brown?
He said you're breaking up. He said, hey, Funkster.
Hey, Funkster. Hey, everybody.
Yes, he's breaking up because James Brown's always breaking it down. That's why he's breaking up.
Yeah. He said, is he in the waiting room?
Breaking it down.
Zach, he was asking, is he in the waiting room?
Anybody have it?
He said the room is full.
Who is?
Tony said the room is
okay.
full.
Mark, can you bring Tony on? Mark, can you bring Tony on for a second?
Yes.
Don't worry, we're not nothing switching anybody off.
We do it with the power of one. Thank you.
Yeah. Mark, can you bring Tony on?
Someone is trying to enter the studio. Someone has to bounce out.
Yeah.
You have to bounce someone out.
Okay. But can I ask a question?
Yes.
I see a John David Black, and I saw him raise his hand. Hi, John. Who are you?
Oh, hello, ma'am. I had sent you a message on Tony Wilson told me to get in contact with you, ma'am. Over the Christmas break, and I had sent you a message, ma'am. I was trying to get in contact because I'm a musician, and I was Mr. Tony Wilson refers to me as the young Jimi Hendrix, and I like to play a lot of funk, blues, R&B, all that styles, etc.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I did get your message, and I am going to respond to you. But I wanted to see if I could get a link. I didn't get a link on anything. Can you send me a link?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can.
That would be awesome. Send me a link, and then I can share that. Okay.
I understand. Thank you for the information.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Tony.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
All right, brother. All right, brother.
I hired John. He's an excellent guitar player. And, of course, he, just like Boosie, he loves Jimi Hendrix, and he does a tribute to that, too. But, yeah, you know, keeping that funk alive.
Oh,
is that
great,
Sharon?
Great. Woo! No, that's right.
All right.
Keep Tony, you know I'm going to ask you where your mom is, right?
Hey.
She's in the marijuana room.
Because I love your mom.
Me too.
Oh, are you crazy? She's in the marijuana room.
Hi.
Hey, Patty, before you get out of here, guess what? And on all you Club Funketeer ambassadors, to know one thing. When you see Funker in his crazy outfits and his wigs and all that stuff, I am not crazy. I'm suffering a medical imbalance, but I am not crazy. Don't you dare sit there and think that I'm crazy. I like to creep. I like you to peep. That's why I got to give up the funk because it's so unique. Let's do it. Funk the world, baby. Funk the world.
I love it. Yes.
You got to
yes.
have fun with the power of one.
Yes.
Got to have fun with the power of one.
That's pretty good. Funk.
And the main, yeah, I always want to say this. Sell the product. Sell it to you. Go find some people who don't know nothing about Boosie. Sell it to them. We got to make some, keep the sales flowing.
Yes, Lord.
Funk the world so everybody be knowing. P-Funk is the bomb. Boosie is where it's at.
So, Tony, what you got coming up?
Yes,
I wanted to ask Tony a quick question. What do you have coming up for 2021?
Well, I'm doing a James Brown musical I'm starring in the UK.
And I remember that, yeah.
It got signed by Sony and LL Cool J.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm trying to get
my mother.
Get her some star glasses and a hat.
No.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm working right now. We're going to production soon, so I'm getting that together and then trying to, you know, keep some of the other bands, you know, happening and working, and some of my musicians that work with me throughout the year. So all of them know about Bootsy. They all know about The One. They all know about all the wonderful songs they're on the album, you know. So everybody's excited, and everybody's really building their websites and trying to get their 2021 groove together, you know, with some fresh new ideas, some fresh outlooks, and fresh approaches on approaching the funk, you know. So
yeah,
you're always doing a great job, you know, and everything. So, you know, everybody just stay on that one. I'm so proud of my sister, you know, and her dance and all of the people that she knows, and keeping the funk alive and just doing things and new.
Yes.
You know, we're entering that Jetsons year. So we have to, like Boosie would say, take off to the stars, you know.
So, That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're a constant inspiration, man. And again, like, you know, I've been trying to figure out ways so I can get my recording thing and finish to do what we started. But again, the power of the one, I know there's a plan, and this is part of the plan. So, you know, I always say, ask not what you could do. I mean, what the funk can do for you, but ask what you could do for the funk.
That's right. Way to go.
No, that's right. No, that's right.
Everybody in their own little way is keeping this thing.
Yes, you sir. Know?
Right. Patty, any final thoughts? Because I know you got to bounce off in a little bit, but I wanted to get Patty's final thoughts on anything that she may have to say as far as anything that's going on with the club or anything, Patty.
Well, I want to just say thank you to Miss Moore and Miss Moses for being a part of our mission. And doing it through line dancing is means a lot. I've seen you both in action, and I'm very impressed. So keep doing what you're doing, ladies, because you're really helping to keep the vibe alive, keep the funk alive, and just keeping hope in all of our hearts.
Yes.
It does take, as Mrs. Clinton said one day, it takes a village, and that's who we are. We are a total village of the funk. So thank you, Ms. Cheryl, for the introduction to these beautiful ladies. And I'm just thrilled. I'm really excited about 2021, things that we can do and how we can grow together. And just know, just like if you have a recipe and you're making, let's say, a pie, the pie has the sugar, it has the flour, it has the pumpkin or whatever that ingredient is. You have to put it all together to come up with that pie. So that's who we are. We have to put it all together to come up with each and every project we do. But knowing, forget the projects, let's just know who we are as a people. And as the Club Funketeer Ambassadors, Club Funketeers, we're here for a purpose and a reason. And to know that there's a higher power than us, whomever you believe. But right now, we're going to talk about the power of the one. So that will continue to lead and guide you and all the things that we do and we say. So check out your email, please. Respond to me and Miss Brenda and Miss Cheryl and Miss Tusa. And we're going to keep this thing moving. I love you all.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. Love you, Patty. Thank you.
Love you, Patty.
That was Miss Peppermint Patty, live on Funk from the Front Seat, coming to you from the boot cave, taking time out of her busy life. Woo! I want all you guys to stick around on Funk from the Front Seat on 9 on the Ground TV, because we'll get ready to drop one of those line dancing videos. I don't know how the bandwidth is going to work, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to run it anyway. So while we're sitting here hanging out, you know, with John and Tony and Brenda and Funkster Jones and Danita and Shawana and Cheryl and myself and all you guys hanging out there, I want to remind you, support Afterglow 92416, Benevolent Funk, Donna Sneed and Otis Hawk. Definitely, I advertise for them, and they're definitely hanging out with us and supporting the show. I want to thank P-Funk Radio and Philly Phil and Tony Cam and Robin Denson, Circle of P, and Funkster Jones, and Gabe Don Gonzalez, and all the people that help support this show. I advertise, I and we make it so we help each other do our things. And I like to thank all you guys. And if there's anybody I missed, I apologize for that, because you guys are all help sponsoring this show, as well as my Club Funkadee Ambassadors family. So I love you guys. Mark, we're going to see if we can move everybody to the side a minute and then see if we can get one of those videos up. What you got there, Jones?
Oh, no, I was just showing off. Yeah, my fucking video. All right. 1971, that's all.
Here's the one of the videos.
Let's do that video, baby. Yeah.
Line and dancing. The sound might be a little low.
I'm not dancing. I'm not tripping on the floor. I might fall. And watching Cher on action is like a dream. Yeah.
There it is. And thank you, Mark. You're working really hard.
My glasses. I can't see.
I owe you lunch, Mark.
I just want y'all to know Cheryl wants a spaceship.
I still want my spaceship.
I know you do. I need that spaceship. You go, girl. Yeah. Woo. That dip and the hip, everything.
Y'all see how I threw the glasses off and threw it on that couch.
I love the Michael Jackson.
He's too cute.
Sweet.
You know I had to drink candy for me too, right?
That is freaking awesome. Awesome.
Yo, that's what's up. I love it.
Yeah, hey, yo, yeah, Mark, yeah.
Can you load up that other one real quick so we can get a piece of that one too? Yo, show's rocking that.
No doubt.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, we're going to pause right there, show. We're going to try to get a piece of that other one up too.
Fantastic.
We're gonna try to get that other one up.
Fantastic.
But you guys, Brenda, because we haven't been able to hear you. We was trying to get you because Patty was asking you some things. But Brenda, are you there still? I don't want you to think I forgot about you. I didn't. I think maybe bandwidth issues. I'm not really sure. Everybody else is good, right? How you guys doing? You all right? You enjoying the show?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Yes, sir. Yes,
While Mark is loading that up, again, Funk from the front seat every Saturday at 12 p.m. This is the most people I've ever had on this show. So I am honored. 2021. I am so honored. Usually it's only one person, a guest, maybe two. But today we wanted to try and get everybody, and we were able to do that by the power of the one. I want you guys to say, if you can, yes, just say thank you, Mark, because he's the producer, and I know I drove him crazy thank you, today.
Mark.
So
thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. He's back there pressing buttons. He's using two computers. So I wanted to make sure I didn't forget his hard work. And again, you know, this is such a great opportunity while he's loading that video up to see you guys every other day and check the thread. Here we go, right here, the next video, the line dancers. I love it. Funk from the front seat. Funk Ambassador, Club Funk to Ambassador.
No, play one of the other
ladies. What is it?
Play one of the other ladies' videos.
Play okay, I don't know where they are. Video. Mark
has them. Got Shawana Moore. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Cheryl, I don't know where they are.
Okay,
that was the only ones that was said. Maybe I could play it on the next show.
No.
Can I do that?
Okay.
Yes, that was the only two that I got.
Yes, I sent the messenger. I sent the Shawana and them two messages. Okay.
Okay, I didn't get that one. But you know what? Oh, you know what we can do? I'll play it. I'll play whatever you send me at the beginning and the end of the next shows and the next show for the next couple of weeks. How's that? Can I do that?
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I'll do that. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to close the show. I want to bring everybody back on, Mark, for the last parting thoughts. I want everybody to get one last word in. We're going to close this one out, and we're going to, you know, play the other videos with the other ladies. And I'll make sure I tag you guys. And this is all recorded, so you guys can always go back and watch it, okay? And I'll send you the links for that. And I apologize for not having that other one, but sometimes things on Messenger, it doesn't always come through for some reason. So, Cheryl.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I want to see if Brenda's still there. Brenda, are you there? Brenda? Brenda? Okay, Cheryl, I'm going to start with you at the top. Your last parting, final thoughts, anything you want to say, you know, positive concerning peace, love, and harmony.
Peace, love, and harmony is the people that's right here. I really want to give so much love and thanks to Teresa Lamb as my other global ambassador for jumping on board with me to make this happen. Coming up with all the ambassadors from Virginia to Tracy to Roland to all of the ones that's on the screen. I just appreciate them. And we're going to constantly keep finding more people to bring on and just stretch this genre. Not just line dance, but people that step, ballroomers, skaters, veterans, everybody that can help push this promotion of the love of this legend's music out into the dance world, be it virtually or on spot. Thank y'all so much.
Yes. Yes.
And thank you for serving.
Looking forward to more things. Promo video is coming with these ladies and guys from line dance.
And thank you for serving. We appreciate you, Cheryl.
And we would love. We would love.
Danita, your final thoughts.
And we're looking forward to a
change.
So,
Danita.
Yes, hi. So my thing is love one another, be kind to one another, keep that camaraderie, and let's unite and do the power of the one.
I like that.
Yes. Yes.
Shawana.
Hey, okay, I want a few words unless I'm
you're on mute.
Oh, okay.
Shawana, final thoughts, sweetie.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear. Okay. I hear.
So I want a few words and let
the
performance. But Yeah. I say let's keep this thing going. I'm excited about being a part of the Funketeers. Also, let's release another pandemic, and that's a love pandemic. Let's love on one another and just help one another and keep
yes. in prayer. Yes. That's all I gotta say. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa.
Yes. It's about love, unity, and creativity, but most of all, accepting the uniqueness and contribution that everyone has without judgment. That's my piece.
Funkster.
Yes, sir. Yes,
give
sir.
It to me.
I'm so happy and thrilled to be with all the Club Funketeer ambassadors. I love what you people do. Keep doing it. Keep it on the one from the power of the one. All of us together, we can't lose. Because the funk is not the blues. It's the best thing going. So let's do it and funk the world.
There you go.
All together on the one. Power of the one.
Right.
I love you all. Let's do it.
Yeah. Mr. Black at the bottom.
I just want to say thank you for all the information provided today, sir. I also thank Mr. Tony Wilson for inviting me. Blessings to all. I have a company called Dreams, which is demonstrating real effort. Well, doing real effort always makes success. That's what Dreams stands for. And I'd like to utilize any part of what I have going on to be in like adjunct position with you guys. I enjoy funk music. I love James Brown, Bootsy Collins, Parliament Funkadelic, Ohio yes. players, stuff like that, all yes. that. And I'm trying to get more into that stuff these days. Playing. Again, thank you, Mr. Wilson, and thank you, Mr. Robinson, for sending this. Thanks, sir. It's a blessing.
Anything I could do to help, brother, I'd be more than happy to. You know, and I can't wait to jam with you one day. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm available.
Brenda. Okay. All right. Well, send me your information. You can find, you know, my email. I'm on Facebook. I'm on the Funketeers thread. So send me your information. Brenda, yes, are you there, Brenda? Please be there.
I'm back on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes.
Any final thoughts,
it
Brenda?
Popped back on after all this time.
Really? Don't worry about it. I'm going to have you on as a regular.
We're all together. Okay.
Go ahead, Brenda.
Fire to one.
All right, am I back on? Power. I've got sound now.
Yes, go ahead. Final thoughts, Brenda.
I'm just glad we're together and to spread the funk.
Roo!
StreamYard is really sir-nosed today. Some of you guys, I can hear it. I guess
yes, it
depends on the bandwidth. But just so you guys know, we're always going to do this every 6 to 7 weeks. So some of the things that we missed last show, we got today. Some of the things we missed today, we'll make sure we bring it on. And I'll promote your line dancing stuff as well, because I know that's a thing that we all want to focus on. And Brenda, I'm going to make sure your skating club, that's promoted as far as with the Club Funketeer Ambassadors. So I'm going to do this, a Club Funketeer's Ambassadors Day, every 6 to 7 weeks. We'll come on. And we'll make sure that everybody gets a chance to express themselves, talk about their individual accolades and achievements, and all the good things that you guys are doing around the world, spreading peace and love through all of your creative endeavors. I'm going to make it, you know, my mission. I already have you guys in the calendar. I already got you set for the first week in March. And then every 6 to 7 weeks, we'll rotate in, because things are always changing. And there's always new stuff, you know. So I always want to do something to bring us all together, so people really, really will know how hard you guys work for the funk. I really, really always want to do that. Okay, I don't know why we got Brenda sideways, but we'll flip her back in a minute. But anyway.
There you go.
We'll flip her back in a minute. Yo, Sir Nose. See, Sir Nose don't want anything good to happen. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave you guys, and I want to see you guys get your best chair dance on as we say goodbye. And thank you to all the clubs from the tier ambassadors. Come on.
Yes, baby, yes.
Thank you, Brother Zach.
Yeah.
How much you gonna get?
All right, roll call, South Carolina, North Carolina, Ohio, D.C., New York, Philadelphia, Germany,
Pittsburgh.
Australia, England, Dubai,
Pittsburgh.
California, Texas, Georgia, Ohio. Everybody's in the house today. Thank you all for hanging out with us on Funk from the Front Seat. I'm going to leave this one for the Club Funketeer Ambassador President, Funkster Jones. We're going to creep on out of here. I'll see you all next week on Funk from the Front Seat.
Yes, sir.
Creep.
Yes, sweet, baby. Better know that's right. Do it all right. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Zach. I'm crazy. I suffer a middle wind balance, but I am not crazy. So don't you dare sit there and think that I'm crazy. I'm not. You want me doing that club and fucking jam bass and shout out part two?
Love and hate and cigarettes.
Reach it, baby.
Green. Woo.
Oh, I know you're peeping. I know you're creeping. Oh,
Y'all been a blast, man. Y'all stay safe. I love you guys. Not from the front seat, Nine on the Grind TV. I'd like to thank all the people that helped support this show. Afterglow 92416, Benevolent Funk, Otis Hump, P Funk Radio, Philly Phil down in Texas, Tony Cam, and everybody around the world watching this show. Know that we love you. Our mantra on the show is peace, love, and harmony. Our special guest today, thanks to Brenda Woods, and our special, special guest tuning in from the Boot Cave. It was none other than Peppermint Patty. So, you know, we want to thank her and thank Bootsy for giving their time, giving their space, giving us guidance, giving us energy, giving us peace, love, and harmony. I'm your host, number 9, Funk from the Front Seat. My guest next week will be holistic restoration healer, Miss Chrissy Key Rollins. I'm out! I see y'all next time on Funk from the Front Seat. Love you.
It's the way of the world. I'm feeling creepy. The way you treat me.
It kind of creepy. We still are.